Daryl Guru the Johnson.
Obviously not a good day.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well,
I get enough of that with goo. Oops,
hey.
That's my quarterback.
That's a tough break.
Quarterback lined up behind the guard right there.
Butt fumble.
Woo, 99.
Step out of the back into the end zone.
Don't do that.
He's turning it off. Is that confirmed? Did you do that? No, I don't think
Feel free to do it.
You could have helped him out.
Oh, God.
And you see that about once every 3 years where the quarterback will come up and like put his hands under the guard, and the guard will look back and be like, slap, slap, yeah, dude.
Not there, buddy.
Yeah. One crotch over. One crotch to the left.
Man.
Shout out, Beyonce.
It is crossover, and it's a Friday, which means it's brought to you by Atco Pest Control.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah.
Hector Borg.
Oh, fuck.
I can't believe it.
You know what? Do you want to know what the biggest problem is? Is we all know who that is. That's
so
the
that
biggest
is a
problem.
Bad thing.
Yes.
But it's happened. It's kind of happened before. Remember I told you Bader in Baltimore, the Saturday night game, he was
way past that.
And Jung-Hoo Lee,
he sent him.
You have one job is to look and identify where the ball. So, I know that's a little part, but it's.
No, the Giants.
I couldn't. That was criminal.
Giants are getting
score.
Cut down at home plate all year long, and this guy says, I'm an ultra aggressive third base coach, and then we get this in extra innings?
Wow, man.
From an ultra aggressive third base coach? I didn't know where the ball was, but I like who's on deck. How the hell could you like anyone being on deck in this lineup?
And the baseball gods were like, once he struck out, champ, I was like, they're not going to score.
No chance.
And then Arise absolutely laces one to left, but caught.
Yeah.
You know, and that's tough. And I was telling Mark off the air that, whatever, I've coached a number of different sports and a number of different things. I'm good at, like, a lot of different things in coaching, but third base coaching, I am flat terrible. And I was coaching Little League with a guy, Matt Hershey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Kevin Hershey. And he was the head coach, and we were kind of whatever. I'll coach third. And after three games, he's like, you're not coaching third.
Oh.
I mean,
did you botch?
I bet I know.
Well, I mean, you send the wrong guy, and then you hold up the right guy, and it's just like you have to make a call.
Gilbert's fast.
Right.
And yeah, you got a lot. There's a lot to think about all in that moment.
In that moment. But
you should be thinking about it before the ball was put. Well, you know what?
That's not an excuse last night.
Yeah, okay,
last night is just an absolute.
But
you can't
do
that.
You weren't good at it. Huh?
No, terrible, terrible. And then I know where he is right now, Borg. Potentially, where you start to second guess yourself, where you were aggressive and you were wrong, and so now you're going to be a little bit more conservative and you're wrong, and so now you're all locked up.
I got Pajemski'd by my own son in a game last weekend. I was first base coaching. See, now this is where all the analytics comes into play. What would you have done? I'm glad that I get this opportunity to run this by y'all.
Yep.
So you're the first, okay.
I'm the first base coach. My son legs out a two out. Actually, maybe didn't leg it out. Whatever. He got a base hit.
Okay.
Oh, he walked. He walks with two outs. We're in the sixth. This is the last inning. We're tied 2-2.
All right, I need to stay.
We're in the sixth. And he walks with two out. So he's at first, two outs, and the next batter is okay hitter.
All right.
All-star catcher. So I told him, I go, listen, we're not. Just listen
this
for
is
me.
Great.
Don't take off unless I tell you to, because it's an all-star catcher. But then the pitcher hucked one over, like, straight to the backstop.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, let's go.
Straight to the backstop.
Forrest Gump.
So what do I do?
Go.
Go, and he.
Lord, don't tell me he got out.
Well, it wasn't even close.
Wait for it.
He kind of did the like. I don't know if I agree with Dad for like a split second.
Don't tell me.
Catcher gets a great bounce off the backstop. Wheels fires. He's out by 17 feet.
Oh, no, Steiny.
He's out by 17 feet, and he turned around and he Pajemski'd me.
No,
just
man.
Palms up. Why did you send me?
Pods.
Because once again, their coaches, we actually have a rule on our team. You coach my kid, I'll coach yours.
Okay.
Because they react differently to their own dad.
Did that conversation follow you guys home?
Oh, yeah. Followed us to the dugout, followed us home, went to bed.
But you say he paused, though. So you said
because he wasn't feeling it.
Oh.
But I'm also like getting scoring position. This is the last inning.
No doubt.
We gotta force this. They made the play.
Yep. You know, All-star catcher. Right.
So Shasky went off this morning. We got a lot of similarities. I love him. But even for him, I thought he was overreacting this morning because he's saying blow it up. And I'm like, it's May 1st, but it doesn't look good. Bags his piece with the pitch sequence. Why are you throwing Schwarber 9 straight? Like, what do you make of all this early? Because the Devers thing to me is all I want to talk about, if I could, about is he going to snap back or is this dude – what does Steph say, the new normal? Because if it is, then they're in a major trouble.
And I wonder, like, what blow it up looks like. So, okay, blow it up. And you want to trade Devers, and he's got, I believe, 7 more years under contract.
Good luck with that. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you can go ahead and trade him for, like, nothing. And, you know, you've got Adames, who has, I think, 6 more years.
Good luck with
that. This year is actually kind of a small number relative to what's coming. So I don't even know how you, quote, blow it up when it comes to baseball. You're kind of like stuck with, you know, hoping these guys at least approximate who they should be.
I mean, I get his frustration, but you don't even do trades on May 1st. I don't even think you can. Like, you can. Yeah. You're allowed to. No one's taking your call. Do you remember how early it felt when the Giants got Devers last year?
Yeah, when was that?
Mid-June. Mm. That was mid-June. Yep. You don't deal
on May 1st. I was a graduation.
Right. Yeah. That, Santa Barbara. That's not a thing. Games. And then also you would be dealing them, as you just laid out,
at the worst,
absolute lowest value. Down.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm more kind of where you were yesterday. The more I sit with these quotes from Devers, the more I'm kind of annoyed by them, to be honest with you.
Wow.
Like, and just to remind everybody what his quotes were, and we're paraphrasing, but it was like, there are ups and downs for a baseball player. I'm not frustrated, and I don't like that the media assumes that I'm frustrated. And this is why I don't like talking to the media, because the media is always negative. And I, like, first of all, the media is not always negative, especially in this town.
Yes.
Second of all, boy, if there isn't some negativity around what you're doing right now, that means indifference. That means nobody gives a rip about you. So you better, like, I hope you're frustrated. You better be frustrated.
I would have said I was if I wasn't, just to appease the fans, Donnie.
Yeah, baseball's a funny game, though. These guys, they go, like, this isn't the first time these guys go through it, you know? And I think, honestly, it's such a mental game. You don't want to acknowledge you're frustrated sometimes, because that makes you think yourself as more vulnerable. I don't know. Like, you know, to me, if you're frustrated, that might be a confidence issue, and you don't want to not be confident if you're up at the plate. So you probably don't even want to acknowledge any kind of frustration.
I mean, but at some point you have to put the rat on the table, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control, which is, if you're Rafi Devers, you are dead last among qualifying players in OPS. You're dead last in the bigs. Among those people who have, I think it's 100 plate appearances, your numbers are the absolute worst, and you're one of the top, whatever, 10 paid guys in the league. So it's hard to, like, you know, shuff that off and just pretend like that's not really happening. It's happening.
So Tony being a new coach and a first-time big league coach, if this were to continue, and I'm just thinking of Bochy, Herzog, all the greats, La Russa, whatever, at what point do you, if this doesn't pick up, use the media as – Willard's got to pick it up or something to that effect? Because I'm not saying he should do that now, but if this were to continue, Tony probably would be put in a position like, dude's got to start hitting the damn ball.
You want Vitello to use the media to...
Yeah, not yet, though, but if this were to keep getting raggedy...
He's in it. This is actually an interesting topic with regard to the hiring they made in the first place. I don't think Tony...
Does he have that car?
I'd be real careful... If I'm Mr. College Coach and 38 games into my big league career, I'm throwing Devers under the bus to the media in his 10th year in the bigs.
I think it's time he's shaking his head, right, but I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm not saying
you can't
talk to these guys.
Yeah, you could be honest.
I mean, one of the big things Vitello's got to do is make sure those three guys respect him. And I think the fastest way for a guy like Vitello to earn their respect is to shut up for the first few months.
I got
like,
you. All right.
Like, he may have to talk to Devers about something at some point, but, you know, you better know who your players are, and I don't know what you do with Devers. I probably just keep my mouth shut and let him keep playing.
Keep in mind, Tony Vitello, on some level, or the organization as a whole, has already kind of given them an elbow. Mm. Remember, he removed Willy Adames from a game.
He
sat Adames last week. And I love what you guys talked about earlier. He batting fifth. Devers should not be batting fifth. You can't do that.
I totally agree with that.
You are not allowed to bat Rafi Devers, that bat, that talent, that salary. Batting fifth should be a personal affront to Rafi Devers.
Well, and yesterday, and this had this with Evan, you know, yesterday, the last outs made by Schmidt, and they're Devers and Adames, the next two batters who are supposed to be up, so they don't get a chance. And it just struck me, it's like, man, if they're batting where they should have been, they would have been involved in this inning. And Evan's like, well, they're not batting like they should have been. Schmidt's
right.
And I'm like,
you'd rather have Schmidt right now in that spot than those guys.
And it's a problem. If that's your thought process, even. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't even mind. I don't personally mind Adames batting sixth because I think the contract has gotten us into a spot where we think that Willy Adames is a better hitter than he is. Willy Adames is not a great hitter. Willy Adames has power, and he brings that at the shortstop position. They signed him when they did because I feel that they felt like that left side of the infield needed to be the culture builders. Chapman and Adames needed to be the culture cornerstones for the Giants. But Devers is the hitter.
Yeah, no doubt,
Devers is the professional
hitter.
No
doubt about it.
So I don't mind. Like, I'd love to separate those two guys. Devers should be batting third. Adames, I don't care if he bats sixth.
And that's, a three-run homer seems like it's just a thing of the past. Like, I pitched the first two, and the big and he's getting the pitches right there. Meatballs. Just whatever's going on right now mechanically. Chesky was talking about his vision. I'm like, it ain't that.
But. Yeah, we had somebody yesterday talking about how I think Devers needs contacts. And so, I mean,
if it were that easy.
Contact.
We're going to go ahead and be an amateur ophthalmologist from a distance. But one thing about Adames, Steiny, and you know this, he's a slow starter.
Yeah, he is.
And here we are in May, so let's go.
Yeah, it's May. So.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. And if you've noticed on that calendar, we've turned to May. It's May, and by May, ladies and gentlemen, Yellow Jacket workers are already active and aggressive. You've probably noticed nests grow very fast once workers appear. Those are worker bees, not actually the people who are working in your yard, people. ATCO Pest Control removes nests and controls activity. Visit atcopest.com and mention you heard about ATCO on the What's Bugging You segment and get 10% off Yellow Jacket services for all of May. All right.
Can I go first?
Bees don't really bother me.
Go ahead.
I want to go first because I got like a kind of a little bit of a curveball today. So nothing's bugging me. So I want to do what's bugging you on behalf of my wife, the lovely Christy, because something's bugging her.
Okay.
And I wonder if we as a family, not just the four of us in here, but everybody listening to our voice, the entire crossover family here in the Bay Area, if we could all do something to help relieve what's kind of bugging her. You can also help me kind of do something fun for her. So you guys know this. I've talked about it before. Last year, she launched a business called Premier Bay Fitness.
Okay.
And she does EMS, which stands for electromuscular stimulation. It's a great workout. Okay.
I've seen you do it. Yeah.
You can go look into that if you want, and actually here's a way to do it. But I bet you guys also know, when you're a business rather than an individual, kind of building your social media imprint can be a little challenging because I think most people like to follow people on Instagram. So through all of this, her personal Instagram has done very, very well. The business Instagram, she would like some more
action.
So she's been like working really hard on cool content and it's all there. And I don't think that the followers that she has right now, she's just in that little like, come on, I want a little bit more payoff.
So the business.
Yes, just the business one.
EMS.
So the handle is at Premier Bay Fitness. You guys could all also help me surprise her.
Okay.
Just flood the damn thing. Just go follow at Premier Bay Fitness. If you go to my story, I actually just have a story. Like right there, like if you go to my story, it'll say, just follow Premier Bay Fitness. And it's an easy way to click on it.
I got you.
Mine's is MT Willard. But if you go, I want to see how many we can get because that's been bugging her a little bit.
Okay.
And I want it to stop bugging her so that we can have an awesome weekend. And
that's
so
easy.
Y'all can do me a favor. So at Premier Bay Fitness, or just go to my story, MT Willard, and it'll lead you right there.
Has she considered throwing a nude up there?
I've suggested that.
Wow, Scott, that's pretty good.
But then we would have to privatize it, and then I'll get mad, and then we go down that whole route, right? Because that's my Instagram.
Yeah, there, gotcha.
Stunning. That's my.
No, I got
you. That's my camera.
That's pretty good.
Anyway, thank you for indulging.
Yeah.
Me. Yeah.
I guess what's bugging me is the other day, I put a pair of sweatpants on, come into work. I don't usually wear sweatpants, but kind of felt extra casual. And got out of the car and started walking toward Bart and reached back into my back pocket and realized there was no pocket back there. No back pocket.
No back pocket.
No back pocket on this particular pair of sweats, which of course meant I forgot to put my wallet in there. Which, of course, meant I had to go back into my car, drive back home, and get my wallet. Are there any instances why you should not have a pocket in the back of any pair of pants? Ever? What is the upside of not having a pocket in the back of your pants?
Preaching.
I mean, sweats can be a little bit loosey-goosey. Shout out A-Rod. So, like, the back pocket in sweats can be a little bit droopy.
Droopy, yes.
A little bit droopy. So I would not recommend putting the wallet back there anyway. And I think you and I talked about this maybe a lifetime ago about if you're out and about and you're drinking, you get to some point during the night where you go what I like to call front pocket wallet, where you're so deep into the night that you go from the back to the front with your wallet just in case of a droopy sweats pocket, or you happen to be like, somebody will give you the bump and grind and take your stuff.
Well, I don't like sitting on it anyway. Unsightly bulges.
Costanza.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you need it, man. Thing.
No, and sweats, I don't feel like that's, sweats is kind of at best 50-50 on having a back pocket anyway. I got a lot of sweats that
plus,
don't
I'm
have
with
a back
you, Stoddy.
Pocket.
I need that, man.
If you don't have a back pocket, if you're a woman and you don't have a back pocket, it means you can't put your iPhone in that back pocket.
Yeah. Well, the trend now is people are putting it in the front.
Yeah, I like that look.
You like that look?
Yeah, I like that look.
A lot of people are putting it in the front too, Stoney.
I don't like that as much. that back right pocket, and the phone sticks up about that much.
The hell you been looking at?
Man. I like that look.
That's a,
you sound like you should play for TCU.
Coming off the heels of asking for naked pictures of my wife, I'm a little...
The horn frog. TCU horn frog.
Jeez.
I mean, I'll jump in and just say...
please do.
What's bugging me are the people who thought that they absolutely had to get rid of horse racing in Northern California.
Ooh.
Golden Gate Field's closed, and Pleasanton closed. Santa Rosa, it's over. And my beloved Ferndale, where my father used to go every year, we had the Duane Dibley Memorial, where now they don't race anymore up in Ferndale because Northern California racing is over, and it's for you bleeding heart liberals, and I'm one of them most of the time, but the whole thing about animal cruelty and all the rest of it, like, this is not where you need to have your crosshairs, because the majority of these animals, and we've got animals riding animals tomorrow in the Kentucky Derby.
Man, Julep.
It's a big day for horse racing, but we up here in Northern California feel like we can't have human beings riding other animals, and so we had to do away with it, and so now Golden Gate Fields just sits there, and we have no horse racing, and it's a shame.
And it's beautiful, too, when I drive by, like, wow.
What do you mean animals riding animals?
Well, humans we're animals. Are animals.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you.
Russell Bays was an animal.
I got you.
Yeah.
Still is.
Yeah.
I mean, don't try to...
No, he's not dead. He's just not riding anymore.
Right. I mean, he's not riding in competitive races, but, without any further ado, I will give you my Kentucky Derby pick, and it's Further Ado. And Further Ado is a horse. It's going to be a fun derby if you're into it. If you are interested in animals riding animals, this is going to be one of those classic and down the stretch they come races, and you're going to have five or six horses all making that late charge. There's not a lot of early speed in this race. So the closers, I was in need of a closer, and you're going to have all kinds of closing over that last quarter of a mile tomorrow. The Run for the Roses at Churchill. Hello, friends.
Don't tell me how to animal.
Now, you can animal however you want to animal.
This, guys. Sorry. One of my first, you know, horse racing events, Russell Bayes was there. He is no longer with us.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Russell Bayes is, had found him in a car. Remember that a while back.
Found him in a car?
Hold on.
How about you do what's bugging you?
I'm looking right now. Russell Bayes is
67.
Living in Vancouver.
And very alive.
Oh, no.
I mean, he might be in his car.
No.
Are you thinking about Kent Bazemore? No, he's also still with us.
I got a 24-year-old jock who rode this year's.
What's bugging you?
No. It's Tyler Bayes. No relation.
I got it wrong. All right, he's still with us. Let's go.
Jeffrey Bezos?
No, I got the name, but I'll say.
Bayes Meadow is gone. That died no way.
Wow.
Hey, Steiny, relax. Cleaning up a mess on Isle Goo.
That was my bit from when we had a show together.
You stole his bit this week, though. We didn't say it.
Which one?
Steve Kerr tapping on the table.
Yeah, cannot be that guy.
All right, here we go. So I went to see the movie Michael. It's grossed over $217 million. You listening?
I'm listening. Okay. You know me and you in movies,
and
a
topic of the conversation among the kids and the grown-ups and everybody was, who's the real MJ? Michael Jackson or Michael Jordan?
Oh.
And I drove into work the next morning. I'm thinking to myself, and I feel good now because it was bugging me and it no longer. We never referred to Jordan as MJ. Michael Jeffrey Jordan was Jordan. And that's how Jordan or Braun, Jordan or Kobe. There is no fight among Michael. There's one Michael, and it's Michael Jackson. His movie's doing incredible. But we refer, tell me if I'm wrong, guys, we refer to Michael Jordan as just Jordan. Like we did Kobe, like we did Bird. So there is no battle amongst Michaels. It's Michael is Michael Jackson. And MJ Jordan is Jordan.
And they what's bugging me is that you're refusing to acknowledge that many people called Michael Jordan MJ.
They did, MJ was only an MJ, and it was Michael Jackson. So I'm going to back you up.
Who's more well-known throughout planet Earth?
Oh, Michael Jackson.
Jackson.
We called MJ. We called Michael. That was close.
I think there's a conversation there, but I can tell
Air
you.
Air Jordan's wheel? Jordan.
I never called Michael Jackson MJ.
Oh, okay.
That was the king of pop.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I called Michael just, Michael. Prince or Michael?
Yeah. Like, I definitely called Michael Jordan MJ more than I called Michael Jackson MJ. That's not a statement on who's a bigger deal.
I called MJ Jordan. Michael Jordan.
And I'm with you. For me, it was more Jordan was Jordan, and then MJ was Michael Jackson. Yeah. But it could go, I don't know, either way. You saw the movie? You liked it?
No, the lights went out. I got a refund.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on. Hold on a minute.
Lights went out. I can't say what theater.
The night the lights went out in Georgia.
How deep were you? Yeah. Was he like, moonwalked yet?
We paid for the ticket. The movie, it never started.
You don't do him.
But I was with about eight people. Did he leave?
Where are you going?
He moonwalked out of here.
Then there were about 11 family members who said, we'll wait for the next showing or two. I'm like, no, the playoffs are going. They had San Antonio and Denver and Minnesota. So I was like, I'm cool. Yeah. And I didn't stay.
I do want to see it. And just today on my walk over, I put on my Spotify playlist. Michael Jackson. It was the soundtrack. But
PYT?
All that. I haven't gotten to that point yet. But I do want to put this out there while you're here, because I saw the movie Marty Supreme. And
here we go.
You loved it. He hated it.
I know what you're going
to
say.
I wanted to give my official review with both of you in front of me, because I liked it.
And I thought he was great. But we'll explain why he didn't like it, because he couldn't identify with the kid. But he was in his bag.
It's not even just identify. I wanted them all to just die.
See, if he did that, though, my boy had some bad luck. He had some bad luck. Bad everything luck. He touched went to.
The one piece that I will agree with Willard on, and this is how I felt at the end of the movie. So he comes
back.
I
didn't like the end.
He comes back after winning 22-20 over his rival, yeah. And he gets a flight with the military, and he goes back. And I was thinking either the wife died in childbirth,
so
or the kid is dead.
Yes.
She's healthy. The baby's healthy. I was kind of like. Well, yeah. I mean
that the ending will, but it was up for an
not
Oscar.
That I'm rooting against
it. It was up for an Oscar. A lot of people liked it.
I was shocked I even got to the end.
All right.
By the time I'm like, just all I was rooting for is the credits.
And he did the brother wrong. He did my cousin wrong, man. Yeah. Like, he did my brother.
Everybody did everybody wrong in that movie.
And it was a little
from
bit
the
like
opening scene. He was an awful person.
It was a little outlandish, but I did enjoy. I enjoyed the journey, and I enjoyed watching him try to do everything he could. He fished the necklace out of the drain, and it was worth $2. And then
got caught in Central Park. Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was entertaining. Yeah. So I mean, I'm Team Guru. Yeah. It's going to be a long 4 hours.
I'll be listening.
It's because you're angry, Jeff.
That's awesome.
Which is awesome. Yeah.
All
where
right.
Where did Steiny go? Well, what's going on?
Yeah, well, that was weird.
212.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
See ya.
Yeah. Steiny, relax. Cleaning up mess on Al Goo.